The COVID relief bill to help financially strapped Americans is set to be voted on this week in Washington. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, the Republican from Louisiana, tells Fox News, this wasteful spending has very little to do with coronavirus relief.
It gets worse than that, unfortunately, when you look at the bill that Pelosi's bringing this week. Less than 10% of the money in this massive $1.9 trillion bill is for health-related items. I thought this was supposed to be about recovering from COVID.
If passed, Speaker Nancy Pelosi's district in California will get $112 million for transportation. The legislation is 591 pages long. FAA Administrator Steve Dixon said in a statement he had directed aviation safety experts to issue an emergency airworthiness directive. Their sights are on Boeing 777 airplanes equipped with Pratt & Whitney PW4000 engines. This engine type is like the one that failed after takeoff on Saturday in Denver, Colorado, raining down debris in neighborhoods. United Airlines is the only U.S. carrier with this type of engine. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The United States has reached a grim milestone. We've surpassed 500,000 COVID-19 deaths almost a year after the first case was reported in Washington State. A 35-year-old man was visiting family in Wuhan, China, weeks earlier. A federal judge blocks a recent South Carolina law.
A federal judge has issued a temporary restraining order on South Carolina's controversial new fetal heartbeat abortion law. This just one day after Governor Henry McMaster signed it. The judge said she issued the order because the law would prevent Planned Parenthood's patients from getting an abortion before fetus viability, as guaranteed by the 14th Amendment. The restraining order will allow some patients who had appointments to receive abortions. Planned Parenthood said they filed the lawsuit because it prevents abortions before many people know they're even pregnant. That means it's, in effect, a total ban on the entire procedure. The judge ordered a hearing on the matter for March 9th. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Dubai princess went on social media claiming her family is holding her prisoner. Now the United Nations has stepped in. USA Radio News Wendy King has more.
The United Nations is asking for proof that the daughter of the ruler of Dubai is alive and safe, less than a week after she posted a video saying she was being held hostage by her family. A spokeswoman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights said her office reached out to the family and asked for proof of life for Sheikha Latifa bint Mohammed Al Maktoum. The United Arab Emirates Embassy in London released a statement saying that Sheikha Latifa was under the care of her family and medical professionals at her home. On Tuesday, the BBC released a video where she said, "I'm a hostage. This villa is converted into a jail. I'm by myself, no access to medical help, no trial, no charge, nothing." In the videos, she said she fought against the soldiers who tranquilized her, then took her on a private jet to Dubai. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The BBC reported the princess was captured by commandos on a boat in the Indian Ocean. Christopher Bell outduels Joey Logano on closing laps after a day of chaos on the Daytona road course for the NASCAR Cup Series.
Burnouts. I hate to tell you, we got to save that motor. No burnouts.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.